We have a really wonderful event in today's gospel reading. It's really one that can really impact our own lives. We hear that Jesus is in Jericho and going through Jericho. He's on his way to Jerusalem. He's on his final journey. And the road to Jerusalem goes right through Jericho. Teachers and rabbis, when they would be traveling, would be teaching those of their followers. So it would be customary that as he would be walking along, he would be teaching. This is the event that we're seeing tonight, heard proclaimed. Now, it's interesting because Mark's is a very short gospel by comparison. We have a lot of details in this brief passage. It's not just a beggar. It's not just a blind man. We know his name, Bartimaeus. We know his dad's name, Timaeus. Now, we know that, you know, he is a beggar and that he is blind. And no doubt he was probably on the same corner, I would guess, on the road where he probably typically would beg. But today he hears more commotion than what's typical. And he finds out that it's Jesus of Nazareth. And he cries out to him. What we need to understand right there is Bartimaeus had faith because he knew who Jesus was and had come to believe in him and that he was his only hope. Make sense? Think about it. A blind man that probably for the most part is in very few different areas, especially back in those days, hears of Jesus' name, knows him, has faith in him, and his hope is all in him. So he's not going to let Jesus of Nazareth walk past him without making the attempt to meet up with him. People are trying to discourage him, to tell him to shut up. Well, in part, it's probably because Jesus is teaching, and yet it's disruptive, yet he's going to persevere. He wants an encounter with Jesus. And we see that Jesus stops and has him called forward. Then the people tell him about this, and he makes a beeline for Jesus in our language, in our phrasing. But if you notice, he says he threw his cloak to the side and immediately got up and went to Jesus. Now, in my reflections in researching of this passage and everything else, there are some that have thought of the cloak as a symbol of those things that hold us back, that are obstacles. A cloak back in those days was a very valuable garment, a blanket, a coat, if you will, an insulator. It was a very necessary garment. And probably for Bartimaeus, it was probably the highest possession that he had. He gets to Jesus. Now, Jesus probably knows by observing that he's blind. Don't you find it a little odd that Jesus says to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Do you think of that? Here comes a blind man up to Jesus, and Jesus says to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" We know the reply, "I want to see." I believe what it is it's a part that God wants him to be involved in the miracle about to happen. And that's what it comes down to. And as Father had said in the beginning, you know, we're in the 30th week, and we talk about our faith has healed us. We see this a good bit in Scripture. It's a matter of genuine faith in God can truly move mountains. After he receives his sight, he doesn't go about his way. He follows Jesus. I think there's a tremendous lesson in all of this for all of us here at the cathedral tonight. If we apply what was done to our own lives, see how much of this fits in with you. Not that you're blind or any specific ailment or illness, but you too, all of us, are known by name. Our Lord knows you by name and knows you better than you know yourself. That's the starting point. When you hear of the name of Jesus of Nazareth, do you know him? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? The words of the creed that we're going to be saying in a few minutes, do you truly believe in God? Will you put aside any obstacles in your life to meet him? Cast aside whatever is the worldly possessions that you may have. Whatever is the possible weaknesses that you struggle with to cast aside to come to Jesus. How would you respond to Jesus' question? If Jesus was standing right before you, each one of us here, standing right before you and said, what do you want me to do for you? What's your reply? What would you say to Jesus Christ? That's what it comes down to. Can you name it with sincerity of heart, with honesty and integrity, what you want Jesus to do? Then ask and believe. And like Bartimaeus, follow him.